Righto. Matt Windley, our A-League expert on a Friday, is with us on BSB Extra. And Matt, as I say, good morning to you. Sydney FC, do it again.
Yeah, good on them. Morning, boys. Yeah, it's a fantastic run that they're on. And as I said last week, or probably the last few weeks, but I really hope they go through this season undefeated. And I reckon there's every chance they will. They looked untouchable last night. Granted, Wellington aren't the best opponents in the world, but clearly they've proven themselves to be head and shoulders above the rest of the competition. So they'd be backing themselves in every individual game that they played. It was a big test last week against Brisbane. They didn't look the best in what was a very good game, it must be said. But they still, you know, got out with a nil-all draw away from home. So the end is in sight, and it would be a great achievement if they could do it.
Yeah, for sure. That's the past. Let's look at the present, mate. Over the next two or three days, I think we've got four or five matches. What are a couple of the best bets for our BSB Extra listeners?
I've got a few things to look at. Perth tonight, they're at good value. I think there's about 270, 275, correct me if I'm wrong. Using the same theory that worked well for us last week when you're backing against teams that played in extreme heat the week before, Adelaide. They've copped it twice in a row, 2 weeks in a row. They've played in massive temperatures, and then backing up with a five-day turnaround. The fact that they're not going that well as well, I can't see them winning. My only reservation is I don't really trust Perth with your money, let alone my money, because they've been pretty flaky this season. But you'd think that they would have the goods to be able to go to Cooper Stadium and get the chocolates.
Okay, so Quinny, I think 275 still.
275 Perth, the draw 350, Adelaide at 235. It sounds like Matt Windley, who's been tipping very, very nicely, potentially giving us an upset. Now, fascinating game at Saturday night, Amy Park, Melbourne City 275 into 260. The draw's at 340 with Brisbane Roar 245. Now, Melbourne City, they have been a disaster for punters the last 2 months. What do you make of them here?
This is the most disastrous betting game. If you really want to bet, then here's the two schools of thought. Melbourne City have got seven players out suspended. I'm not misspeaking. Seven players. It's ridiculous. Yeah, they can still form a fairly good A-League quality starting 11 with the players that they do have, but still, seven players out is ridiculous and potentially an eight for injury. Brisbane, however, played in Shanghai on Wednesday night. They're not getting to Melbourne until later this afternoon. So that's a very, very tight turnaround for them after playing in the Asian Champions League the other night. However, they will be buoyed after beating Shanghai Shenhua and making it into the group stage of the Asian Champions League. So they're the two factors at play. You've got a team that's decimated by suspension and injury versus a team that's got a very, very tight turnaround and jet lag and travel fatigue and all that sort of stuff. So do your worst when it comes to selecting in that game. I've gone a 1-1 draw. Maybe that's sort of a bit of a fluke. Keep that at good odds.
The draw there at $3.40. What about the other two on Sunday, Monday? The Wanderers against the Coast and the Jets against Melbourne Victory.
Victory should get the chocolates on Monday night. They typically don't do very well at Newcastle, but the last sort of maybe four or five encounters against the Jets have started to ease that little bit of hoodoo. The game, it's very interesting. Western Sydney and Central Coast both going all right at the moment. I'm starting to like the look of Western Sydney when it comes to making the finals and all that sort of stuff. I definitely think they'll win at home, even though they've struggled at Spotless Stadium so far this year. The fact that it's also going to be against sweltering conditions in most of Sydney and Brisbane for the next couple of days, it suggests to me that we could be looking at a stifling game, low on momentum, low on scoring opportunities because the players will be fatigued. So I'm going to go a bit of a roughie here. I had a look at it before. Western Sydney to win doubled up with the unders goal market. So Western Sydney to win and the total goals in the game under 2.5. That's $4.50. I reckon there's a little bit of value in that considering it's going to be about 36 degrees or something like that. So, I think a little bit of value there for two teams that, you know, do struggle to find the back of the net at times.
$4.50, Quinny.
Yeah, it's a fascinating one. Like, would you be better off doing that or backing Western Sydney 1-0 and also 2-0 at 8.50 and 7.50 respectively? No, you're probably right there, Matty. Actually, the more I look at it. So that makes sense. You found one there as per usual. Too smart. I just hate backing the unders. It's not fun to cheer for, but if we back a winner, it's okay.
It's a way. Hey, mate, the way I'm travelling, a winner's a winner. I'll do it any way I possibly can. All right, so Perth tonight, maybe if we trust them at 2.75 and you mentioned the Western Sydney Wanderers there. I know you've got a media conference coming up, Matt, so we'll let you go. Have a good weekend, mate.
Cheers, boys. You too. Talk to you next week.
Matt Windley there from News Limited.